Paul, if we could start off, maybe Dustin Byfuglien was out in non-practice or non-contact today. Do you have an update for us on his status for tomorrow?
Probably possible would be an accurate word. We think there's a chance he plays, but we're going to run him through some tests again tomorrow morning, see how he feels before we make that decision.
How did you approach today with your group? Just kind of with the way that one finished off last night, do you talk a lot about it or do you try and flush it? What's the thought process going into Vancouver tomorrow?
No, there's good value in that game, and from the video of what happened, what it looked like when it happened, what it looked like prior to it happening. So we want to deal with that. We want to use it. You know, we want to understand that it's something that has to be dealt with now. I mean, it went the other way for us in a playoff series, right? Got down by three in the first period and had it turn out right. So there's lots of adversity that's going to come over the course of a year. You're not always going to handle it perfectly or be on the right side of it, but you can really use it. It happens with enough frequency that you know that you have to handle it. You can't just let it go.
Paul, a couple guys talked about kind of the mood or the feeling on the bench isn't quite there. It's quiet.
Right. So their memory is not last year at this time. And that's where the slight disconnect happens. Their memory is in a building that's absolutely wired and has nothing to do with the fans. It has everything to do with playoff hockey. It's a different beast. And that's what you come back into the season with, right? And then all of a sudden it doesn't feel the same, but it feels exactly we've played actually better hockey in the first six than I think we did in the first six last year. So this is a brand new team. Even if we'd brought everybody back exactly, it's a brand new year. This is a brand new team. And we have to start from zero on some things. And that is handling adversity, dealing with kind of a knockout punch last night and getting back and coming to work today. And that has to be rebuilt right from ground zero with a new group. So it's not supposed to feel like it did at the end of the year. That's why playoffs are way more fun for players, coaches, and fans than the regular season is. But we need to find some of that joy in the regular season and carry the appropriate amount of pressure into hockey games, but not so much that your legs stop moving when you go from 4-1 to 4-2.
Last year after two, you had a pretty hard, after two games, you put a hammer down a little bit in a practice. Guys like Little and Perreault are telling me that it's got to stay light, got to start having more fun. How do you keep it light?
So I liked the way today went a lot on the ice, because they pushed real hard in some drills, but you got to make sure. There's absolutely no reason for any of us to ever overlook the fact that a day in the NHL is a pretty good day. I want them to bring that to the rink. So as long as we go out, and there were parts of our practice that were as good today as they've been all year on some of the hard parts. So want that really focused work on the ice. And then I want to see a smile on their face while they're doing it. I want some joy in the grind. That's what we're searching for here a little bit. I'm not as probably on quite the roller coaster that a game like that would put, because I knew would maybe think that you would be. Because I had a pretty good idea that this would be what we deal with all year, the handling of emotions, because it's got to get built again.
Paul, when you mentioned that it doesn't have the same feel, obviously, as playoffs. As coach, do you approach something differently then than you would have game six or game seven last season to try to either counteract that?
Well, yes, but we're at a completely different place there as well in our on-ice product, right? Nothing's permanent. Nothing's learned forever. There are big chunks of our game that were way better than they were right through the first 30 games last year, right? There's pieces there, and there's some pieces that aren't quite as good. So the fact that it's completely different is right. That's just, this is the game demands a certain amount, whether you feel like you've got it figured out or you don't. There's certain things you got to do in the game to give yourself a chance to win, and those are all hard things. And if you don't quite meet that bar, then you're probably not winning that game. So I'm focused on that with our group, right? We just try to get better every day, grind every day. And that's a cliche. But it's an important concept because the other idea on that is you should just get it right. Just get it right. Play the game that we've all decided we're capable of playing every single night, and that probably should be about a 75-win season if we just do it right. So we really got to be careful with that concept, right? There's a lot of work to do, a lot of grind to do.
You notice a difference on the bench, though, in comparison?
Yeah, we're way better than we were last year at this time. Now, we're a little quieter because we've got some younger guys, right? The Roslovic's not standing up and giving anybody the business on the bench. That's a function of our age, but they'll get better, right? Other players are. Adam Lowry's got a much bigger voice this year than he had last year at this time, and those other guys will step in.
Your club, you know, kind of squandering a 4-1 lead. You didn't lose many 2-1 leads last year. So this is it easier, not easier, but is it just a little easier to take for your guys when this was a bit un-Winnipeg Jets-like what we saw last night compared to, you know, what you guys did last year?
No, I don't think it's easier to take. We're building our base of confidence, right? Last year's over. We're building that base of confidence that we can maintain our game for 60 minutes. We're usually pretty good at that. Weren't so good last night, so. No, I don't think that factored into the way we think.
But it was a hard lesson last night, or a tough reminder then to these guys of first the guys that were around last year, and that's why maybe they park it a little easier last night, coming to the rink feeling good about moving forward.
If they park it a little easier, it's because I think they understand how we operate here. I mean, we dealt with that loss specifically. Right? We looked at the things that went wrong for us, the things that were going well for us. Talked about it, and then we went out and did the work that we needed to do, not in terms of penance, but certainly in terms of prepping for the game tomorrow. That's how we operate.
In terms of managing some of those things that have gone well, do you have to do any reminding to guys like Josh Morrissey and Jacob Trouba that, hey, the game tape shows a lot of good defensive plays against a guy like Connor McDavid, even though he ended up with 4 points?
Yeah, if I felt that we were really lacking in confidence, then I might be looking to that. I'm not worried about their confidence level right now. The shift for me in that game started slightly in the second period. You wouldn't necessarily notice it. They opened their game up at 4-1. Why wouldn't they a little bit? So there were some odd man breaks there, but there were also at least that many going our way. But we got into drifting north when we didn't have possession of the puck. It's what happens on the 4-2 goal. We didn't get a puck out. We got a little upset with ourselves, so we take a penalty, and that's on that. And then the same thing, an offensive zone play where instead of the very first goal, Adam Lowry, it's a two-man battle and a fight on the corner that comes out to the front of the net. And on the fourth goal, there was a bit of a drive-by. So that was that drift shift forward. It wasn't a matter of sitting back. It's we were 10 feet out of position because we were – you know, trying to get that last goal back in the next shift without showing some patience in our game. And, you know, I think it was about 7 straight faceoffs, right? And they come in with speed. Why wouldn't they? You know, the Edmonton Oilers are a good hockey team. They've been under a tremendous amount of pressure all last year and at the start of this season. We got them rolling there early in the third period. They're hard to handle when they get going. That big guy's not bad, right? He got going yesterday and we couldn't hold him.
And then heading into tomorrow, does improvement come from maintaining that consistency, or are there things that flat out need to change heading into tomorrow's game?
Well, the consistency is the key, because I can give you pieces. That's true of Nashville 5-on-5, and it's true of Dallas, in our two losses 5-on-5. There's lots of stuff we like, but I watched before our game the first period of the Van game, and, I mean, they were all over Pittsburgh, right? So we're going to have to be as good as we can be to be able to compete in that game tomorrow night. That's what the National Hockey League looks like.